Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the Brimmers, baby. You gon' love it to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. She the blue dress song. That long right now. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but this is some of that rock and roll music.
Welcome to the show, Dickie Lee, the Iceman here, baby. You get on in here and join us for a magic carpet ride through the 1960s and hear some sounds that will bring smiles to your ears. Now, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. We made it through Fun Day Monday, and how about Slug Day Tuesday and Over the Hump Day Wednesday? And then there's Thursday, Do I Really Have to Be Here Day? And how about Friday, TGIF, man? And then there's Saturday, that good old garage rock day. Grab that air guitar, tune it up, and crank up that volume. Now you get on in here, join Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, because we'll put some cut in your strut, some glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker. Now lay it on me, Iceman. What you got for me?
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Take your clothes off, Mama, throw them in the air. Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
Now you dons, get on in here with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby. But before we do, we want you to go in that closet of yours and get out those purple bell-bottom pants, that green shirt, man, and some cool shades. Get ready for some sounds out of the 1970s, which featured a heavy kick pedal, that strong theme guitar, man, and a melody that just made you want to get out on that dance floor and dance. That sound became known as disco. Out of 1977, The Brothers Gibb.
All the songs we play are hits of yesterday. These are songs you know from the radio. Here's another blast from the past.
Well, I only wish all you darlings could see that ass man is all dressed up for today's show, baby. He's got on those platform shoes, those white, wide bell-bottom pants, and that purple shirt. Oh, and I forgot about those cool shades. You're looking good, ass man. I do have to say he's breathing a little hard after hearing that Bee Gees song. Up next, we're going to go to another track that was included in that Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. The year was 1977, and what a group this was. This was a single off of their fourth album. Up for you right now, The Tramps. Oh yeah, dolls, now you get out there and start shaking that booty. Are you okay, baby? You look a little winded, man.
Hold on a second. Okay.
Now, what groove are you going to lay on us that'll put smiles on our ears? Oh, this'll do it, Iceman. What a great song. And for all you darlings out there, you come on over here now because we're going to strut on down the sidewalk to the YMCA and meet the village people.
Feel down, I said, young man.
Come on, get out there on that dance floor, baby. We want to see if you remember how to spell YMCA with those arms of yours. Get ready. Here it comes.
You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
1978, The Village People. Iceman, cue it up, baby. Now, what very cool piece of vinyl are you gonna lay on a stack?
Are you ready?
We hope you dolls are really digging on some of these great disco sounds out of the 70s. From the Nashville music scene, we're going to head back to the Valley and to Larry, California. That's where this next group was based, and man, what a group they were. They were mainly known for doo-wop and also their great R&B sounds, but they also played surf and even disco. Up for you right now, we're going to feature one of the group's lead singers, Sally Hamilton, along with Syl Grigsby and Ray Baradet. Here they are, to Larry's own, The Charades.
Yes, it's my last chance, romance tonight. I need you.
Great song, and what a great singer, and what a great group, The Charades.
Oh, how I need you by me.
Million Dollar Weekend.
You happy? Yeah.
Lordy, lordy, Iceman, that old bat phone is lighting up again, man. Let's check it out and see who's on the line. Hello, you've reached Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby. Who's this?
This is Lonnie.
This is who?
Lonnie.
Ronnie?
Lonnie. L. Lonnie.
Well, how you doing, Floyd?
No, it's not Floyd.
Floyd, someone told me you could hum real well. So hum, Floyd, hum. Now, come on, Floyd. I know you could do better than that. This is going to be an Olympic event this year. Here we go again.
How's that?
Floyd, that's excellent. Superb, man. You're going to get an A++ for that one. And you also won the contest for the best hummer of the night. And we're going to play a song especially for you, Floyd. So you better get ready to boogaloo, baby. Here it is from the Iceman and Dickie Lee, just for you. Once again, darling, we hope you're digging on some of these great disco sounds out of the 70s. I know this music first started in New York City in underground clubs and also in Miami. As I mentioned before, it featured that strong foot pedal, these great guitar riffs, and also a driving bass. It spread quickly all over the U.S. and even influenced some of the great rockers from across the pond. Up for you right now, here they are, the Rolling Stones. Disco groove out of 1978, the Sliding Rocks.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
Not with your bad self.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies, those rotten forgotten, those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Ice Man, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. All right, Iceman, what a track, baby. And for all you dons out there, you get up and start moving and grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. And if you want, you could join us for riding that Batmobile because we're going to go down to the car wash and a little bit of Rolls Royce.
Thank you.
76, another very cool disco groove by Rolls Royce.
You're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
They're just hilarious.
Great show.
Good show.
My favorite show.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
We want to thank all you garage rock heads for calling in. And the Iceman, well, he has something he wants you to do. So, Iceman, hit it, baby.
I might give you a howl.
Get naked, baby.
Cue it up, Iceman. What are you going to lay on me next, man? Oh, yeah, another great one, Iceman. All you Donalds better listen up out there. How that disco movement affected every genre of music. This group was out of Motown. The year was 1973. Now listen to that bass line, that strong foot pedal, and also that guitar. Pretty soon that foot of yours is going to start moving, and then you're going to get some deep shoulder action, baby. And pretty soon, you're going to jump out on that floor and start shaking that boogaloo. Once again, here they are, the Temptations.
Never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Great Motown sound. It makes you want to move and groove and shake that boogaloo, baby. The Temptations for you.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, oh,
understand.
I appreciate talking to you, Dick, and we've often talked about joining up again and doing another dance, so we should do that.
Your idea sounds very, very cool, Ray. In fact, I'm going to have to get a hold of the city of Hanford and see if they want to sponsor another Melco dance.
Thank you, Dick.
Many thanks to Ray Baradette of the Charades Band, based out of Tulare, California. From the National Music Scene, we're going to go back to the disco scene in the Valley. And once again, we're going to go to Tulare, California, and this group, they could play it all. You have to really dig in on this track by The Charades, featuring Syl Grigsby, Ray Baradette, and Sally Hamilton. All right, guys, lay it on me.
Lady luck and poorly clover won't be as hurt as to fit all over. Shaking ground. Ever since you put me down, I've been standing on shaking ground. Ever since you put me down, my car got repossessed this morning. Hard time, I haven't seen it yet. Since you put me down, I've been standing on shaking ground. Ever since you put me down.
Great disco sound from the Valley. Out of Tulare, California, The Charades.
More music. The Legends of Rock and Roll.
Welcome back, darlings, and as I always say, this is one of my favorite times of the show, when we're able to talk with and hear about some of these great legends of rock and roll music out of the 60s and 70s. For today, we're going to feature a great R&B artist that made his debut in 1973 and had 7 top 10 hits during the decade of the 70s. His name, Barry White, and wow, what a voice he had. But he was also a tremendous audio engineer and producer. Barry says that Billboard magazine credited him with starting that disco sound, but he said he doesn't buy it and he takes no responsibility. You gotta check this out as he explains what he did.
And always remember, there's nothing new in music. Different interpretations. New interpretation, but there's nothing new. The four on the floor on the foot bass, I reversed it from Holland, Dozier, and Holland. They used to use it on the snare. Instead of putting it on the snare, I put it on the foot.
Now, just a little reminder for all you darlings out there that this Holland, Dozier, Holland that Barry White was referring to was none other than the great songwriting team of Holland, Dozier, Holland from Motown Records. They wrote all of those great hits during the 1960s and early 70s.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Too much of anything.
Now you have to check out what Barry was talking about, man. Listen to that foot pedal and the meter of this song. One of his first big hits. And I can't get enough of you, Barry.
We love it. We've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, baby. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel with everything in you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moving. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time.
Oh, man, what a voice. Now, don't let that lady of yours hear this man sing, or she'll be running out the door trying to find him. Out of 1973, the incomparable Barry White.
Something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, no, babe.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Like a watermelon without the pits.
And who likes pits?
Good times and great oldies.
He's a man.
Give me a
howl,
baby!
My oh my, Iceman, that phone is lighting up again, baby. Let's see who's on the line. This is Dickie Lee, the Iceman, baby, and you're on the air, but we gotta ask, who are you calling from? Iceman, I think he said Pittsburgh, California. So welcome to the show, Floyd. And what you doing tonight, man? You're blowing your mind.
Hey, man, listen to my Boogaloo Cook.
Boogaloo!
You better watch out, Floyd. He's going to lay it on you right now. Here we go. One, two, three, hit it, Iceman.
Boogaloo!
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye!
Hey, Iceman.
Yeah?
Why don't you lay a good old good one on Floyd so he can get that boogaloo a-shaking, man? Thanks for calling in, Floyd. We really do appreciate it, man. And here's that song you wanted to hear. We're going to go way back in the files right now, and the Iceman's just jumping up and down over there because he digs this song, too. Out of 1976, one of the all-time disco songs by KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yourself a chance. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Oh, shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Oh, you can't
yeah, what a great smash disco sound out of 1976. The group was based out of Hialeah, Florida, and formed by Harry Casey, hence the name KC. They were originally called KC and the Junkanoo Band. But as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
That's right, dollars, Dickie Lee and the Iceman. We understand. And Iceman, we received a call from Frank out of Boston while the KC track was spinning. He wanted to know about this word disco. When did it first appear and actually what does it mean? Well, Frank, get ready, baby, because we're going to lay it on you. The term was first used by Vance Aletti in the September 13th, 1973 edition of Rolling Stone magazine. He wrote an article titled Discotheque Rock 72, Party. He described disco as a genre of music that emerged in the early 1970s from underground clubs in New York, Philadelphia, and Miami. Its sound featured a loud four-on-the-floor foot pedal, syncopated bass lines, string sections, horns, and a great guitar theme. Now you put all this together and you get that sound. Now the track that we're going to lay on you next was written by Barry Gibb. That he got the idea for this track as he was driving to the studio every day across this bridge. He kept hearing his thump. He kept hearing his dump, chicka 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 dump, chicka 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 dump, chicka 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 dump. And from that, he started humming a melody. When he got into the studio, they decided to work with it and tried laying this track down. This was also the first track he ever tried his falsetto at the end of the song. A new sound for the Bee Gees was born. And see if you can remember this one right here. Ah, dollars, listen to that soul and funk sound along with that heavy foot pedal. Not only was it a new sound for the Bee Gees, but it was also the birth of a new sound called disco. The melodic harmonies of the brothers Gibb. Jive talking.
The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
All right, Grudge Rock heads, it's time for the weather report right now. And here's the Iceman's brother. So, Luther, you take it away. And by the way, the Iceman told me, man, that you talked a lot, but you didn't say too much.
Hey, Dickie Lee, time for traffic and weather together, but never on the top, bottom, or quarter hour, because we know that you need to know right now. Look for a bright afternoon today, followed by increasing darkness late this afternoon, and that's a trend, my friends, that's going to continue. In fact, it'll become totally dark overnight tonight and stay that way all the way until tomorrow. Things will turn around early in the day, however, with some scattered brightening around 5. Expect it to be fully light by the time you send the kiddos off to school, and the skies will remain very light all day long. We know that you need to know right now, and right now, Dickie Lee and the Iceman cometh.
Get naked, baby!
Iceman, I'm still trying to figure out, man, what that weather report was about, baby. Maybe we should go on to our next track. Now, we hope you darlings are enjoying this continuous sound that emerged out of the early 1970s called disco and some of the great performers and artists of the era. Up next, this next performer was one of the best. It was 1979, and here you are, the great vocals of Donna Summers. Iceman.
What you want?
Man, it's time for our spotlight dance once again. Now, I want all of you dudes out there, you walk over to that sweet darling, you grab her by the hand, and you take her out there on that dance floor, and you squeeze her real tight. And as that music starts to play, you whisper some sweet nothings in her ear.
Honey, you are my shining
so good. When we're lying here next to each other, lost in love. Yeah, baby. Baby, when we touch, love you so much. You're all I ever dreamed of. Yeah, baby.
Honey, I'll never leave you lonely. Give my love to you only.
To you.
Wow, what a track and what a group. The great disco soulful sounds of the Manhattans.
Good times, great old days. 1969.
That's right, darlings. It was 1969. And get out there on that dance floor, baby, and put those hands together. It's time for a little bit of that spirit in the sky. A track that sold over 2 million copies. A little bit of that Norman Greenbaum for you.
It's a blast from the past.
Hello, what you want?
Hey, Iceman. Hey, can I do a howl on your station?
Well, go ahead. Give me a howl, baby.
I hurt myself with that one, Iceman.
You guys crack me up.
Oh, yeah.
You're blowing my mind.
I can dig it, man.
I can dig it.
Bye. Get naked, baby.
Yes, man, and Dickie D. Well, we hope you're enjoying some of these great sounds out of the 70s. And we really want to thank you for calling in. We really do appreciate it. And no tribute to the disco scene out of the 1970s would be complete without this group right here. Here they are, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Star, no matter.
Up next, we have something for all you dudes out there. Now, this is your last chance to get that doll in the ears out there on the dance floor. From the soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever, The Bee Gees.
Morning sun, I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share.
What a sweet, sweet sound. The angelic harmonies of the Bee Gees.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
Now what groove are you going to lay on us that'll put smiles on our ears? Well, darlings, we're getting that old high sign from Luther once again, and that only means one thing. The Iceman and Dickie Lee, well, we have to boogie on out and get in at 55, baby, and right off into the sunset. Now, we hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane back to the late 60s and early 70s and how that sound called disco was developed. I know we could all think a couple of the true innovators of the sound, Barry White and also the Bee Gees. Now, before we skedaddle on out of here, we want to remind you once again to be kind to one another and never pass up that opportunity to climb a tree or run through a sprinkler. But most important, you give that doll in the ears a lot of hugs and kisses every day and tell her how much you care for her. And if you don't, that Iceman, he's going to get you. And don't forget to come on in here next week and join the Iceman and Dickie Lee. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, baby, and we're going to bring you a brand new show. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
I'm
Quiet Darlings, our going home song for today is by Wild Cherry out of 1976. And a little bit of that play that funky music. Now, Iceman, take us on home, baby.
Shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist. Do the word. And if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!